You're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz. This is DJ Buddha Hannah.
This is DJ Shovit.
This is DJ Wigman.
And we are here with alternative indie rock group Greer. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing awesome. We're doing awesome.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. Really soon, on November 5th, you are releasing your second EP, Happy People. What can we expect from the new release?
You can expect some new songs and some awesome jams, something that we've been looking forward to releasing for a long time. It's definitely been like a long 2 years of growth for us as individuals, and that's kind of sparked the inspiration for the EP. It's kind of paved way for what we have found we want to do as musicians, you know, because coming into the pandemic, like when we first started writing it, it was total confusion. Like we had no idea where we were. We didn't know what we wanted to sound like. We were kind of stuck at this, like, the freshman to sophomore dilemma of, like, work. And, I mean, not that, like, a first EP is, like, a big body of work, your freshman work, you know? But we didn't really know where to go. And we spent, like, all that time kind of, like, reflecting on ourselves and our music and just jamming and stuff. So it's kind of, like, the product of 2 years of conflict internally.
Do you feel like that will come through in, like, any of the lyrics?
Definitely happy people for sure. That's kind of like what it's all about.
And I'd say Little Echo.
That's like the biggest themes. I mean, for sure, like that's kind of like the theme of the album. Some of it is, of course, just like stuff that we wrote like literally 3 years ago and decided, like one song specifically is something we wrote like literally 3 years ago and decided to revamp now.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
Sweet. I actually did want to ask about that. You know, coming into like a little bit of a newer sound, do you feel like any of your inspirations have changed over the last couple of years?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. When compared to our first EP and this one, I would definitely say our inspirations have changed. And I think, you know, as you mature and grow, you kind of really find what sticks with you, especially that transitional period from teens to 20s, you know? You kind of like really, you kind of figure out what you really like. And I think Happy People really represents that maturity and growth that we have when compared to our last EP.
It's kind of like a surface level understanding of music, like compared to like starting to get into the deeper stuff. We're obviously not like really, really deep yet, but you know, as we've turned 20, like we started to kind of figure out like what these people are saying with their music. And when we first started, it was more of like, oh, we want to make something that sounds like this, you know? And over time, it slowly started to develop into like, we want to make something that expresses a feeling within us.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find ways that other people do that for themselves. And that's kind of where the inspiration is coming from, rather than something that we kind of like all liked as 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
Can you name some of those inspirations?
The recent ones? Yeah. I mean, lately, of course, Flaming Lips is a big one. For sure. And touring with them was like a crazy eye-opening experience. Even before like we did that tour with them, we were big fans, and they were kind of encouraging us to experiment with our music, you know, and start messing with different mediums, start messing with different instruments, because we were pretty static as far as like the composition goes, but trying to make it more dynamic and stuff. Also lyricism, big fans of like Stephen Malkmus and stuff from Pavement. You know, of course, he's a weird wizard with lyrics. Yeah, so you know, trying to get weirdly intuitive with like random words and trying to rhyme random things. You know,
cool inspiration to draw from.
Yeah, for sure.
So you just began tour. What are you excited for?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, San Francisco?
Yeah.
I mean, because the thing is like, we just started tour, but we're also just about to finish tour, because it's just the West Coast. Like, it's literally 7 days. But we're excited. I mean, it's been amazing already. Like, Sacramento was a place we've never toured before, and it was, like, crazy how great it was.
Great turnout, yeah.
It was a great turnout, great audience, and, like, it was just great. But we're excited for Santa Cruz, obviously, and then San Fran. And just excited to do a hometown show, too, because we're doing House of Blues in Anaheim.
That's going to
be
exciting.
Awesome. And that's the EP release show, so hopefully people know the words, because it comes out the night before. Fingers crossed.
Something I kind of wanted to ask about was, like, so many, I think, people recognize Greer because some of you have had, like, this, like, internet presence, and I was wondering if you feel like Greer is an extension of that or like a break from that or something else entirely?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think at the beginning of Greer, it was very much like Greer was kind of very, very attached to that because me and Lucas kind of had a bit of a following and like we were playing small shows, but like still selling those shows out with no music out, which was, you know, obviously kind of because that presence. But I think as time has gone on, like it's really a blessing that people, I think, are starting to recognize us less for that stuff and genuinely just always asking about Greer and like new music and tour. And it's been really cool to kind of see that transform like over the last 3 years of genuinely just feeling like, oh, do people really care about the music or is it just us? But now it really fully feels like people really care about the music and like want to see us live and shit, which is really awesome. So it's definitely transformed over the last 3 years and it's like at a good place now.
I love that. I feel like it also kind of speaks to this like maturation that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's great that like you can say like the music stands on its own. Like, you know, looking at social media, it's actually very obvious that you guys don't lean on that at all.
Like, we try not to,
like, presence from the past. And I don't mean to, like, bring it up, but I just felt like, I don't know, I did want to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely relevant.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
You know, and it's something that's changed a lot in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way, right.
Yeah.
So, touring with Mama, I'm really excited to see this. How's that been?
Excellent. Yeah, they're awesome, they're great. They're a great group of guys, and their music is really cool too. We're really excited for our fans to see them, and for their fans to see us as well. I mean, I've obviously become a big fan seeing them live.
Mm-hmm. Their set is great.
Yeah, they've got a great set. Very tight.
I'm so excited. I gave away some tickets to the show last Thursday, and so I was playing some of like
Greer. Oh, rad!
Dude, awesome.
And I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. So do you guys have, like, maybe each of you, like, a favorite part of your show so far?
Like, where you want to go?
Like, a song, or the presence of the crowd, or, like, seeing new places?
Well, I think we all particularly really liked last night. I think we felt that it was a really intimate show, and it was really special. And I think we sort of had a couple of rough shows before that. They were our first two, and they were definitely the sort of shows where you are not quite feeling like you feel grounded and you feel like you're comfortable yet, and
you're just kind of warming up.
Yeah, yeah. And as we got to that, I think last night we were starting to have more fun. And that was starting to show, and as we were having fun, we also were more alert and more aware and more in tune with playing and performing as a whole. And I was, and the audience was just wonderful. Everyone was so nice and kind and into it, which is always just incredible. Can't ask for more.
Yeah, I mean, even regardless of having two rough shows, like, the crowd was great in Portland, Seattle. I mean, I feel so grateful to have like such an awesome group of people come to our shows. Like everybody is so nice. I haven't had a single bad experience. Like just super nice people, and the energy is great.
Yeah, it's been great for every show.
Yeah,
it's really awesome.
Someone did faint.
Someone did faint.
That was your favorite moment.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But they were okay afterwards. I don't know. I wouldn't say like a specific moment, but like Corbin was saying, it's really awesome when you're having fun and the crowd sees you're having fun and y'all just bounce off of each other, you know, and see how much fun you both can have, you know. And yeah, like our crowds are great. I love our fans. Our fans are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think my favorite has been something that's just like kind of happened every single night basically. It's just like this is our first time kind of performing Happy People, like just a single. And people love
dude,
it.
Dude, oh my god, I almost like, cried. Yeah. It was crazy seeing people.
Like, because there's been like, you know, I mean, you definitely get in your head when you release something, and now it's like so accessible to like look at like, oh, how's it doing? Like with people, da-da-da-da-da. But getting to see it in person, you know, for the first time, and it happening three nights in a row and everything, like, and people just like screaming at the top of their lungs is like so crazy to see. It's really awesome. It's really, really cool.
Do you guys just play Happy People the single, or are you playing new songs from the EP?
We're playing
the full thing, yeah.
Yeah.
maybe like some of it's tweaked a little bit, but yeah.
But it's cool to see the audience's reactions on those too.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
They're coming out soon. It seems like they've been
a good response.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Either that, or they're just like way too nice.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
That's actually that kind of leads me to another question. Do you find that you're like tweaking songs from the like studio version to live version a lot when you're on
tour? Yeah.
With specific songs,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like,
I think we've got a lot more comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
try to just play it so
to the T. I mean, our old songs, like obviously like Bittersweet and Song for Me, are super dated, and we came out with those like 3 years ago.
Almost 3 years
like,
ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was so long ago, and we feel like we've like changed a lot since then. So we've kind of been trying to like make it sound more like things we've been doing now.
Yeah.
So I mean that's been pretty exciting for me as well. Like,
yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
Some of them, like, to be like 100% honest, sometimes Bittersweet is just like not what we want to play
anymore. Oh god,
like,
yeah.
If you don't want to play this, it's not as fun. But we kind of revamped that song, and there's a few more too, but like, and it just made it 1,000 more times like fun to play.
Yeah.
And now it's really,
it's like we actually find ways to like the song, you know?
Yeah.
And it gets really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one song in the EP that we're playing completely different, and I mean, that's been really fun too.
What?
Yeah. Can we say the name?
Oh. Yeah, the title's already out.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's Way Out. We have a song called Way Out coming out, and
we played it.
I don't have to go on about that one, but the live version is really fun, so I'm really excited for you guys to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of a question.
DJ Ligma.
DJ Ligma, thinking of a question.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
What would your DJ names be?
DJ Locomotive. DJ Locomotive. Name that one. Come on, look.
DJ Friends for Everyone.
Okay.
I'm DJ Friends Forever.
I'll be DJ Stretch Nuts.
Oh. Okay. Roman, what's your name?
I would be DJ Dragon Breath.
Oh,
Dragon Breath.
That's
that was
a good
an
one.
Old nickname that like no one actually called him.
We were there, remember.
Like all these are inside jokes, so it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, they don't make any sense, but
your fans will try to unpack that.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Locomotive, it really.
Yeah, locomotive.
We sprinkle in our like dumb little inside jokes and try and get people to come up with these like
explanations
for why we say it.
Sure, mm-hmm. It's like Nardwuar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're as close as it gets, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering how playing live has changed since before and after the pandemic. Is it weird now with the mask? Is it hard to like connect with people and
It's nice that you don't get a big, sneaky breath coming out.
That's true. But weirdly enough, it like...
Dragon breath, there you go.
It hasn't changed.
That's honestly. My DJ name.
Yeah, I wouldn't say connecting with the audience with the mask has changed too much.
Because also with a lot of them, now that we have... Because this is also, keep in mind, our first time touring with the other EP out.
Yeah.
Because we did the Flaming Lips shows, but like,
oh my
we
God,
released
you're
that EP,
so right.
Mm. And we had a tour planned, and then it got canceled. So we never really got to hear people sing along to those songs.
Yeah, we like never got to tour for that EP
yeah.
at all.
But it's like, yeah. It's not, since we have...
I guess we're touring for a full-length album. You put two together,
kind of, yeah.
Like, full-length album.
But we basically like, luckily a lot of the audiences that we've had are singing along to a lot of the songs, and you can like literally hear it.
Yeah,
so
it's not
for me that...
Cries.
Yeah, it hasn't been like too hard to connect because you can like hear it. You know what I mean? So it's been nice. I don't know.
It's been well.
It's been awesome.
Well,
the
it has been kind of scary.
Awesome.
Yeah, pandemic was great.
No,
it's kind of scary. It was a little scary at first because you know it was like we had that tour planned out that we got canceled, and it was just like, oh, like are we gonna tour? Like we're gonna have to keep pushing it back, and it was like, oh, we're pushing back by 1 month, and then another 2 months, now 4 and 3 and 5, and just adding all these months on, and then it got canceled. And it, like, got to a point where we were just like, oh, we're never going to be able to tour. Like, this is the end of the band. Like, we're never going to be able to do this ever again. So having this tour is kind of like a huge relief.
Yeah.
that we still have a chance. You know, so that's really cool. We're very grateful for that, and it's cool to see like people are actually coming at the shows again. Of course, like as long as everyone's safe and comfortable, that's kind of the most important part.
I had to tell someone no to a hug the other night.
Monster.
Like, "Can I hug you?" And monster. I was like, I'm like really scared of COVID, so let's just do like a distant selfie. But it is kind of difficult at some points being like trying to be careful with COVID, you know, even if you both have your masks on, but you still like want to connect with the people and meet them and everything. So that's a little difficult, but it's still really nice because we still get to meet them and like take pictures, sign stuff, talk to them.
And also be safe.
And also be safe, yeah. There's ways to get around it, definitely.
Now that you've met your fans more, like, how would you describe your fans? Like, what do they look like?
Dude, they're like the nicest people ever.
Yeah, it's actually pretty great. Like,
they're very sweet.
I've seen some like other people's fans, you know, and like
they're not nice.
Dude, you know, but ours are super sweet whenever they come up to us, you know, like the other day we were just eating outside of the venue before the show and someone came up to us and they were just like really super nice, you know, individually. Like so could not be more grateful for that. Like,
they always give us little trinkets. They always find little funny things to do. It's like last night. Oh, do you have some?
Oh yeah, yeah. Look at
I got a four-leaf clover.
You got a four-leaf clover.
I got a real four-leaf clover. Look at that.
Laminated.
It's crazy.
I don't know why. I think they meant to give it to one of them.
No.
They couldn't find anyone. And so they were just like, oh, I'll settle for that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, one year we were playing in Long Beach and somebody threw a big paper bag at me. And I opened it up, and inside there was an open can of dog food, and a SpongeBob like birthday card where you open it up and he dances, but the SpongeBob was ripped out and taped onto the front of the card. And then there was a bunch of little baby figures, a really melted Butterfinger.
Oh yeah, I've gotten some.
Yeah, and a dinosaur Hot Wheel that I still have in my room.
We got a bra the other day.
Oh yeah, we did get a bra, and it had
hit me in the face.
And it was on our Halloween show.
He was really embarrassed.
Oh my god, our Halloween show.
Yeah, and I was like, I dressed up in a dress. And
Cinderella.
Yeah, and one of the sound engineer guys found it, and he's like, "Hey, is this yours?"
He's like, "You want it?"
And then I was like, "No." And he's like, "Do you want it?" And I was like, "No." And then he thought it was mine too.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had worn a bra.
Like, what are you trying to say?
You were wearing.
You think I need a bra?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you might have wanted to wear it. I don't know.
I would have looked good in it. I would have looked good in it. That's besides the point.
What did the rest of you dress up as for Halloween?
I did Cruella. Cruella.
Did you already go?
Cinderella. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did Hatsune Miku.
I was a wizard.
Hey, Corbin's
no, he is a wizard.
He is a wizard.
He has to dress up as a normal person.
That's pretty much it. Thank you so much for talking.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thanks so much. This has been DJ Gudahanna.
DJ Shovit.
DJ Wigman.
And Greer.
And
oh
and
yeah.
DJ Friends for Life. DJ Greer. Friends for Life.
DJ Stretch Nuts.
DJ Locomotive.
Oh, DJ Dragon Breath.
Yeah.
And we're Greer.
And this is KZSC Santa Cruz. Keep it locked.